clear your mind and climb the tower. Hi everyone, this is Rowan Odom. Today, we're pleased to showcase The Tower, an ambient, experimental audio fiction which combines a concept album and the mystery and drama of a young woman's journey of self-discovery. Join Kiri as she forsakes the hustle and bustle of the modern world and ascends a seemingly infinite tower. Along the way, she will witness sights and sounds which will challenge her very being, and have deeply personal conversations with friends and family on oddly convenient phones left on the tower. Immersive and contemplative, The Tower lays out an experience that is touching and dramatic in turn, inspired by the works of Ryuichi Sakamoto, and evoking introspective adventures like Celeste. You can find The Tower wherever you get your podcasts, or as an ad-free album on their Bandcamp, tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. Part 1, 2, and 3 are available now, with Part 4 coming soon.
Hello, I'm Cody Micah Carmichael, and you're about to be listening to the amazing podcast Syntax, which probably means you're smart, charming, and have great taste. And maybe you're interested in scientists discovering and doing cool things, or you'd like to be one. If that's the case, you should come check out BroadlyEpi.com, where I teach the science of epidemiology, programming, provide summaries of the most recent research, have some software tools available, and a lot more. If you're interested in renting a scientist, well, we have that option too. BroadlyEpi.com, epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Hi everyone, Rowan Odom here. We're pleased to showcase The White Vault, a horror podcast set in the frigid darkness of the Arctic Circle. Follow the adventures of an international rescue and repair team investigating a mysterious signal while navigating the treacherous nature of the polar nightmare they find themselves in. Worst of all, they find they may not be as isolated as they think. Fans of Syntax will love this indie series created by a two-person team. The show balances fictional elements with painstaking scientific, linguistic, oral, and cultural precision and details. The science team hail from all across the globe, a multilingual and multidisciplinary team dealing with their findings as best they can. Filled with masterly crafted foley that places you in the moment with polar bears, howling icy winds, and more. Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts, or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, everyone. Before listening to episode 31, I would like to warn you all that this episode contains an audio depiction of graphic violence and very loud sounds. No one was harmed in the making of this episode, of course, but I'd like you to avoid harm as well, so please be warned and check the content warnings for information if you are sensitive to such topics. Thanks for listening.
The price we had to pay. That's what you get when you know the depths.
What's going on?
Something's happened.
Why are we going in the breach?
You'll see.
Why isn't Silas talking?
Quit blabbing and keep walking. You'll see.
Is that the Link Stone?
Sure looks like it, huh?
What's it doing here? Where's Upsilon?
They're not here.
Then how...
It's a fake, right? So who put it here?
I don't have any answers, but listen to Silas.
You know I've been hearing things. Voices inside the breach. You too, Alex.
Yeah?
I heard something inside the breach. I thought I'd go investigate, and I found the Link Stone on the pedestal. I didn't see anyone or anything else, but here it is. And when I touched it, I saw something.
What?
I think it's what we need. It's in the lake. It's big.
Oh, brother.
How do we know if the stone is real?
We won't. Not until we try it.
Listen, I know this all sounds hard to believe. Voices and visions or dreams or whatever I saw, but I feel it. And I saw a place. It's underneath the docks. There's an entrance we must have missed, carved into the stone. This is... You don't have to believe me. I just...
Now's not the time for skepticism. We're standing in a spooky teleportation cave, and the Link Stone has possibly magically appeared before our eyes. I don't get it, but what other options do we have?
Honestly, the hardest part to believe is that Silas went into the breach alone.
Are you okay, Sai?
I don't know, Alex. I truly don't know. I hope I am.
I don't think any of us are okay, but maybe we still can be one day. Sounds like it's time for a trip to the docks, Lizzie. What do you say?
Never thought I'd say this, but lead the way, linguist. We've got your back. Let's go.
Elizabeth Bellinger, status update for Yana Space. We've received some strange news from our linguist, and coupled with the appearance of what seems to be the sixth Link Stone inside the breach, we're off on what might be another dead end. But we're leaving no stone unturned. Pun intended.
The sun's coming up. At least the trip's not far. Maybe we can all get some more sleep if this ends up working out.
So, do you think this is a copy of the Link Stone? Is Upsilon going to show up with another one?
I don't know, man. All feels like a trap to me. Or something Beckett's hiding from us. Maybe the Link Stones have a return home function he's never mentioned.
Maybe they're quantumly linked. There could be two instances of the stone, especially given what happened when we got locked on Necropolis. The stone was on the pedestal in both places, but couldn't be moved.
So how does Upsilon get it in place? They're coming from Deva, not Depth 6.
They don't. If there is a copy, someone has put it in place on the other side.
Well, that's a lovely thought to start our Friday morning.
Is it really Friday? The days lose all meaning while we're in the depths.
Hello? If someone's put the stone in from the other side, we can't just open it.
And I beg to differ. Yes, we might get vaporized on the spot, treated as hostiles, or captured, or whatever. But that's what we signed up for as Alpha Team. So even if it's true, we need to see who or what is out there.
Cheer up, Jay. Maybe it won't be so bad. Could be nothing out there after all. Or the stone might not work.
Or it works fine and that's the end of us. At least the hazard pig got bumped up.
And you'll have me by your side. Surely nothing can go wrong.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you doubt me?
No, I would never.
It's not too early for a jab in the ribs.
But I need to maintain peak combat readiness. Who knows what might be lurking out there? I can't afford any distractions.
Activating your fight or flight response might be just what you need then. Keeps you sharp. Come here.
No, mercy!
Say you believe me. I am your good luck charm.
Okay. Yes, you are. Not the ribs. Anything but the ribs!
All right, children, settle down. It's time to work. Alex, Jay, you two go check the fishing lines, then double back and meet us in the center of the docks. We'll find this entrance Silas talked about.
You got it. Race you.
You think you can outpace a soldier?
Easily.
Hey! How'd you get so fast?
All right, where's this entrance?
It should be over there. On the far side from the city.
Not much out this way. Let's walk the perimeter.
Did you notice any details? Like any doorknobs or... Silas?
Sai, you okay?
This is all rather strange, isn't it? What is happening?
Hey.
What did I hear? You should be calling me crazy. This is all...
Stop. I'm not calling you crazy. You heard what Lizzie said earlier. Do you really think these visions are the weirdest thing we've had to deal with?
True.
We're actively looking for contact of some kind. Of what kind, we've never really known. But this? Look, you're not crazy. There's just something we don't understand. But we'll find out. Together. Okay?
But why? Why me?
Now there's the million-dollar question. But I'm sure we'll find that out, too.
We will. You just gotta be brave. Maybe whoever's out there understands you're the team linguist. You're most likely to pick up the language and communicate with them. You're already the best at Alkin, so that makes sense, right?
Maybe so. That's so obvious, I should have thought of that. Perhaps I'm simply letting this get to my head too much.
I mean, it's still pretty creepy. You touch the stone, and maybe they're injecting electromagnetic frequencies through the stone, conjuring the visions. But they probably just have a unique way to communicate, or something. I'm sure it's fine.
God damn it, Lizzie, he was almost calm.
Actually, I've had quite enough adventure for one day, much less my entire lifetime. I do believe I'll be retiring early. In fact, right this very...
Look at that!
There's an indent in the stone.
It's so worn down, I almost missed it.
Alright, step back. Let me try to move it.
I can help.
I got it. Just give me a second.
I could try.
No, stay right there. Can't see shit, but I can still do this.
Shall we?
Indeed.
Hey, did you hear me? I said...
I've got a hold.
On three. One, two, three. Phew.
That was mostly me.
I agree.
Truly. Hey, Alex! Jay, over here! We found something! Any luck?
Not a thing. Only thing Jay got is tired.
Welcome to a... The thing about breaching is... It's a marathon. Not a race.
Whatever you say, Woodsy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present you a Stairway to Darkness. Again.
What's inside?
We're about to find out. Who wants to be first? Just kidding. Here I go.
Wait! File in, everybody.
Do I need to tell you guys this is a bad idea? Charging in like this? No?
We know, Jay.
Good.
Stay close, Sai. Sai?
Hi. I'm sorry. I can't.
Cass, wait up! Silas froze!
Shit. I forgot. I got excited. Sai?
I can't go down there. I can't. Surely you don't need me for this.
We can try, but to be honest, we got no idea what we're looking for, bud. You're the only one that had that vision.
What if I just... Maybe I can just stay here.
I'm not leaving you up here, either.
Why is it so damned important I come along anyway?
Because you're part of the team. And I'm not getting split up from you again. Especially not voluntarily.
You've already seen what's down there, right?
What?
In your dream vision thing?
Yes.
So, we'll go in, find what we need, and skedaddle. We'll stay right by you the whole time. Five people in, five people in one Linkstone ingredient out. That's the plan. And the sooner we grab it, the sooner we can all go home. Waiting on you, Silas.
Hey, watch yourself.
I mean it.
This is beyond foolish of me, that I can't walk down a simple flight of stairs. It wasn't even this bad until yesterday.
Here.
Your flashlight?
I think you need it more than I do.
But I lost your other one.
All the more reason. Besides, you'll have to be both our eyes. I keep forgetting. Will you help me?
I'll try.
I'll take the lead, then.
So, what are we looking for, specifically?
It's... I saw water beneath the docks. What I saw... It's big, and it's in the water. That's all I know.
Well, that still narrows it down. It'll be crazy to see anything alive in this place. Other than the plants.
I don't want to see what this depth has to offer again. Thank you.
You brought the fishing line, Jay?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Good. Let's hope we don't have to go swimming for it.
Does the dock open up to the water below? Are we looking for the water line or like a...
A moon pool? It's a moon pool! Whoa, there's something standing on the edge.
I see it.
I think it's a statue, I think. It hasn't moved. I'm going to take a closer look. Stay close, everybody. Yeah, it's a statue. It's part of the stonework.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
There's writing on the base.
A lookbook from your favorite. Just what you needed. Sigh.
It looks like specimen one. It looks like a husk. Standing upright with a limb extended over the water.
You're right. We can try to make theories later. Can you work on translating and copying this, Silas? We'll take a look at the water and try to get out of here.
Want me to hold the light for you?
Yes, thank you. I've got my paper here.
See anything?
Nah, it's pitch dark except for our flashlights. Look at the walls. Looks like they go all the way down on the sides.
They close this portion of the water off. It's not connected to the rest of the ocean. Is that seaweed at the bottom?
Looks like it.
I wonder...
There, I see something.
Down there? I think it's just more seaweed, Jay.
No, it definitely swayed or swished something. Watch. There, see?
Yeah, I don't like the way it moved.
Me neither. Something about it is unsettling. It's sluggish and way too deep. How is it alive?
What do you mean?
There must be holes in the walls, maybe nutrients flow in and out, but there's no sunlight either. How are these plants growing? This doesn't make any sense.
Maybe the walls don't go all the way down. Could be swimming in and out underneath the docks.
That must be it.
It's a verse. A short rhyme. Doesn't translate well into English, but I've made my best attempt.
And?
In this prison, one seeks death and finds it not. There is neither home nor death for this one, save this place. Do not seek the... something, lest you find death for yourself. The doors remain closed to this one and to our world. So it is decreed to all who dwell and all who serve.
Something?
I don't have a translation on hand for this.
Well, what do we do now? Anyone feel like going for a swim? The correct answer is no, by the way.
Is that a bet? You know I'd take off down there in a heartbeat.
Let's try to do this the smart way, for once. Think you can sink your line down there, Jay?
Yeah, maybe. Should I try baiting the hook? A little more jerky, maybe?
Worth a shot.
Here goes nothing. And at least the water is dead calm. This should be a piece of cake to get it in front of the, fish? Are we calling it a fish?
I have no idea.
Translation didn't help much.
I'm afraid not. Never is, really.
Not your fault they didn't leave any good clues.
Doesn't sound like they wanted it to be found in the first place.
Alright, I think that's level. Here, fishy, fishy, fishy.
Don't you want some yummy jerky? It's teriyaki flavored. Oh, that's your fave.
I don't think it's going for it.
Jay, I wouldn't usually recommend doing something that could be cruel, but do you think you could snag it with your hook?
Let's see.
Cruelty would be leaving it down there.
I'm unsure. Who knows what this thing might do? That verse Silas read is making me uneasy.
For once, I concur.
Ooh, I got it, I think. Yep, it's on the line. Ooh, maybe a little shit. It's not resisting me, though.
Pull it up slowly.
Here goes.
Wait. Do you hear that?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Jay, you okay?
I don't know.
We shouldn't be doing this at all. Who knows what could happen?
Let's be ready for anything when it comes up.
Jay, can you do it?
Hey, wait, that's too fast!
Jay, slower! Back!
Jay! Jay, listen to me! Throw it back!
What on earth?
What the fuck just happened?
Jay! Jay, speak to me! Are you okay? No! Jay! Jeremiah, no!
Move! Shush, shush! Let me listen.
Is he...
He's alive. Still breathing, heart beating, just unconscious. We need to get him back to camp.
He's holding something.
What is it?
It's a piece of that thing, I think. Here, Alex, hold this. Lizzie, can you help me get him onto my back?
I have it.
I can help carry him.
We can go faster if it's just me. I can make it back just fine. Trust me.
All right.
Okay, I got him. Stay with me, buddy. You're gonna owe me big time after this.
Come on, wake up, Jay, please.
Keep talking to him.
Let's go.
You're gonna be all right. We're gonna get you out of here. Don't worry.
That's right. Keep going.
Stop! Stop!
What's the matter? Fuck, I almost dropped his ass.
Oh, by all the stars and the gods.
What is it?
We're not alone anymore.
Let me see. Holy fuck.
What? Mother of God.
They look like us. Why do they look like us?
I don't know.
Here. We're not going anywhere for a bit, and he's still breathing. They're walking the way back into town.
What are they?
Hey, get a grip. We're not gonna solve this by panicking.
I think it's all of the puppet creatures from town. They're gathered at the entrance to the dock, and each one has a different face modeled onto its body. They're our faces.
How are they doing that?
They've seen us coming and going for the past few days. They know what we look like, but I don't know.
The decree. The decree said both those who serve and those who dwell. These are the servants. The Hamau, they're mimics. They're still here after all.
Why are they mimicking us?
We're guilty. Trespassers. Taking on our appearance must help identify us. The sentence for taking the key to Breach 6 is death.
They're not chasing us, but we can't get by without jumping into the sea.
They'd have no trouble spotting us either.
There's no cover. Nowhere to go.
And we've got a medic down. Fuck. Think. What if I took this stuff back down to the moon pool?
Worth a try, but that doesn't solve anything. What if we still need it?
We can work on that later. Let me go leave it down there. I'll be right back. Stay put.
Nothing's happening.
Not yet, anyway. You still breathing, Jay? Good.
Please wake up. Please wake up. We need you.
Any luck?
No, still here.
Damn.
I have a different idea. Can you bring it back up?
Sure.
What do you have in mind?
We might be marked, but if so, how? By sight? By scent? I want to try and find out. Here. Put this on Jay's hands.
Sanitizer?
He held the fleshy thing for the longest. Let's see if removing the scent helps.
Okay, I brought it.
Give it to me.
Are you about to do something I would do?
Not yet, but I want to test something. And here, use this.
Rubbing alcohol?
Rub it in. Now let's see.
Lizzie, where are you going?
I'm just going to see if they follow me. Oh, are you paying attention now? This little thing? What about over here? Good. Okay. I have a plan. You're not gonna like it.
Let's hear it.
Silas, can you grab a specimen bag?
Sure. Here.
All right. There. Don't touch it.
Understood.
Okay, close it up tight.
Are you going to distract them while we make a run for it?
Yes. I'll go out on one of the spokes of the dock. If they follow me along the shore, you'll have a straight shot into the city. Get to the breach. You should be safe there, and you can get Jay some help. If you take the thing we pulled from the moon pool to breach 6, I can dump mine in the water and rejoin you.
How do you know either of us won't be followed?
I don't. But do you fancy being stuck here? Our medic needs help now. Cassius can carry, you can lead everyone back to safety, and Alex?
Yeah?
I have a job for you.
What's that?
You'll be protecting the group with Jay's gun. Don't shoot or draw attention unless you have to. Understand?
Why me?
You've been training with Jay, right? And you're not a bad shot. I've seen you toss a snowball at a ghost before. Keep everyone safe. I'll catch back up. Don't worry. Everyone understand what to do?
Three of us run like hell. Alex shoots anything in our way. You're staying put at the docks. Got it.
Good. Best of luck. Oh, Silas? Give me the other recorder. Just in case.
Don't go recording any last words, Lizzie.
That's linguist behavior. I just want to be able to talk to myself while you're gone. Now get ready. Yahoo! Over here!
The Mauer following.
All right, you know the drill. Give me a hand with Jay. I'm ready. Silas?
Can't say I condone this action, but I'm ready.
Alex, locked and loaded?
Ready.
Let's hope we don't have to use it.
I hope not either.
Wait for Lizzie's signal.
I'm out as far as I can go! Run for it!
Let's go. How are we doing, Alex?
They haven't left Lizzie's side of the dock. We're good.
I see the road that leads to the town center. It's clear.
Don't stop. Keep moving. And keep quiet. Lizzie knows we'll be back.
Lizzie!
Oh my god, shit! Something grabbed her from the water!
Fuck! Lizzie!
The Hamal! They're coming!
We can't go back. They'll catch us. Run!
What about Lizzie?
Run now! Don't look back. Keep running.
We need to get to Deva.
No. Go to Breach 6. We have to get rid of this thing. Stay close, Alex.
I'm right behind you.
I see it. We're close.
They're gaining on us. Faster.
We made it. Take it to the stone. Get rid of it.
I've got it! There! It's gone. The Link Stone took it. And did they?
I don't hear anything.
I think we might be safe. Let's take a look.
No sign of them.
They left us alone.
Okay. We got it open?
I believe so.
All right. We can look later. Let's get Jay to Deba, then we'll go find Lizzie.
She went under the water.
She's scrappy and smart, I hope. If she dumped the piece of that thing in the water, she might be able to get away. Let's not worry until we go look, okay?
Back to Deba, then. Please be safe, Lizzie.
Don't go recording any last words, Lizzie.
That's linguist behavior. I just want to be able to talk to myself while you're gone. Now get ready. Yahoo! Over here! This way! Follow me! Good. Good. It's working. I'm out as far as I can go! Run for it! Keep your attention right here! I've got just what you want! Don't look anywhere else but me! I'm right here! I'm definitely not covering up the sound of my friends running away to safety! So just... anymore. I think I lost them. Jesus wept. That hurts. Assholes grabbed me from behind, dragged me under the water, and stabbed me. At least I tossed away the flesh stuff. I'll be alright if I can just make it back. Ouch. Where am I? I don't recognize this part of town. I'm opposite of the forest side. I just need to follow the mountain. That should take me back to the town center. God, I hope they're all right. I think they started running. I didn't see them on the beach. Good call. As long as they're safe. One of them found me. Oh, shit! Shit! No, cuts, though! It can't be! Dead end! Let me in, let me in! I've got to cut through this house! Find the main road! Where the hell is the road? This isn't happening! This isn't happening! Fuck!
yours. You monster!
This way. Drogo's here. Lizzie! Where are you?
We have to stop the bleeding first. Silas, belt.
I'll
now.
Kill you.
Okay. Here.
Shit. Jesus. Fuck. Okay. Her hand's gone, but I think that should hold. Alex, can you grab her?
I got her.
Lift on three. One, two, three.
I got her.
Let's go. Lizzie, stay with me. Stay with me.
We're getting you back to Dava, Lizzie. Can you hear us? Lizzie, please talk to us.
It's definitely Richardson.
It's also far too late for me to be up and about. There's no reason for beverage service. How do you plan to tap in this time?
You'll see. But for this to work, I'll need your help. Or more precisely, your housekeeping keys. He should be wrapping up soon. Just the most important points.
Shh! Here he comes.
He's gone. All right, get us in.
Into his office? But...
The microphone is inside. We have to get it out before dawn. He'll be headed down to medical next. We have to move quickly.
Sweet tea and cookies.
The gamble paid off. He brought it with him. Let's go and lock it up behind us.
His laptop bag.
Risky, I know. But I noticed he always brings his personal device with him for meetings with Richardson. Then he makes his rounds, heads back to the office, grabs the bag, and then off to his quarters. A narrow window of opportunity.
Darren, yes. Foolhardy, also.
Any tidbits we can get. I told you I needed to get more skin in the game. What do you think?
Evelyn, I'll be honest with you. You've earned that much. I don't know rightly whether to be terrified of the risk you just took, or to be praising you, especially with that smile searching for approval, all sweetly like.
I tell you, I will prove myself to you. Now, let's find out what Beckett has to say. Hopefully it was worth it. Let me skip all the silence. There.
Richardson. Richardson, Beckett. Upsilon has confirmed Breach 6 is open. Yes, nothing short of a miracle, after a fashion. Exactly what we wished for. Yes, after becoming lost on Necropolis, it appears the Linkstone left Upsilon and decided to rejoin its original breach. We had theories about this. Now that the breaches are open, you see, there's a chance the Linkstones won't return back to Earth if lost. They might seek home instead. And it appears the stone found its way back. Therefore, the stone and the breach are both legit. Oh, as soon as possible, of course. Although Alpha did take a beating on this one, the new team lead lost a hand and suffered major blood loss. She's getting fitted with a prosthetic. And the team medic has been... Well, to be frank, we don't know what's wrong with him. Woke up the other day, but was mostly spouting gibberish. He's not violent, no. Nor has he completely lost his mind. He's still in there somewhere, but... We have him in the psych ward under observation. I'm unsure of his value to the team going forward, but I believe there's good reason to stick with Alpha. Our gamble appears to have paid off. I have some very interesting audio logs to send your way from the team's linguist. Yes, Silas Caldwell, the very same, our golden boy. Listen to these and tell me what you think. I just sent them over to you. I will check with the medical team now and return shortly with an estimate for how long until they're back on their feet. Then we can decide how best to proceed. One moment.
That's all we've got.
Well, that's... How dare they?
Temper, Mrs. Dawson. Don't want anyone to hear us.
You're right, but oh, the nerve. Alpha's given them everything and then some. And they're just going to chuck them back in? Lizzie's lost her hand, for goodness sake. And Jay is...
I know. But it sounds like Beckett and Richardson had something planned for Silas all along. And Silas won't go back into the depths for just anyone.
Do you have any idea what it could be?
We may have to ask the linguists ourselves. No one's been very talkative, but with the situation stabilizing, maybe we can find some answers.
Evelyn, how do we help them?
What do you mean?
I can't let them go back in there. We've got to try something. Maybe if it takes them too long to recover, they'll get pulled off this damn thing.
I'm afraid we can't dupe the medical teams. At least not in Lizzie's case.
What about Jay? Poor boy.
You heard Beckett. His condition has even the Vincula scientists completely stumped.
We should go see him.
Are you quite sure that's a good idea?
No. But they've been to hell and back. I can go speak to him, even if I have to do some lying to get there.
Very well. I will accompany you.
You want to go now?
Best time for it. Beckett will have finished his rounds. We can go in after him. We won't even look that suspicious, tidying after the director. Oh, we should take some food as well, perhaps?
My plan exactly.
I learn from the best.
Oh, honey. Flattery will get you everywhere. And hopefully that includes the psych ward. Open that side fridge there, will you, hun? Should be a pitcher on the top shelf. We'll take them all some tea as well. Cups are in the cupboard there.
I've got everything.
Let's be on our way. In the spirit of trusting you, Evelyn, I've got a personal question for you.
In that case, you can ask me anything.
Are you a praying sort?
I'm not one for religion, June.
Oh, I don't mean religion, silly. I just mean praying. I don't know any deacon or pastor that could help us down here anyway.
Like speaking to God? Or some deity?
Yes, exactly. You tell anyone about your day? Even if it sounds like no one's listening?
Can't say that I have. That sounds more like insanity to me.
Well, you might want to pick up the habit, especially if we're going to keep doing crazy things like this. I find it helps.
I'll give it some thought.
You don't gotta. I just thought I'd ask, that's all.
I don't think I've given any thought to religion. How odd.
Another missing piece of your memory?
I suppose so.
Here's the medical entrance.
Let's hope Beckett is...
Mrs. Dawson. Miss Vo. Rather late, isn't it?
Indeed.
I just grabbed Evelyn to help me take some treats to the poor dears. I can't help but think they're starving on those nasty old medical rations.
Doctor's orders, I'm afraid.
I'll check with the doctors to make sure it's all right.
You can be assured protocol will be followed, Director. I'll make sure of it.
Very well. I have a meeting to get back to, as you were.
That was exhilarating, wouldn't you say?
If that's another word for making my poor heart give out even faster, surely.
The nurses are all gone. I'll just help myself then. They've moved Elizabeth to 107 to await prosthetic treatment. Jay is still in his cell.
Good. Let's hurry before anyone comes back and we gotta explain ourselves. Wait here, Evelyn. I don't want to frighten them.
I do seem to have that effect on people.
Lizzie, you in there, honey?
Another doctor? I'm fine. Oh! June! Come in, please.
I brought y'all some treats. I see you have company.
Uh-oh. Mrs. Dawson. Good morning.
Ain't morning yet, but I brought some things for y'all. Shouldn't you be in your own bed, Silas?
I didn't want to leave Lizzie or Cassius.
Cassius?
Under here, the stretcher.
Oh!
They only let one visitor at a time, so I snuck in.
Bless your heart. You almost scared me half to death.
Sorry.
Well, don't go getting yourself any more fired than you already are, sweetheart. You hear me? Here. I brought y'all some food, but both of you make sure you get proper rest soon, all right?
Yes, Mrs. Dawson.
Thank you, June.
Sleep well, rascals. I'll see y'all in the morning. Bless their tired little hearts.
Jay will be down this way. Not entirely sure I have clearance for this. Oh. How about that? Surprising.
Sometimes I wonder why they gave you directorship over the last site.
That makes two of us.
You gotta admit, it's a lot to forget, Evelyn.
I admit it freely. Here. We should be able to talk to him through this.
Jay? Jay, dear, can you hear me? Jay, I'm here. It's June. Can you hear me?
June?
Yes, it's me. I'm right here.
June? Where am I?
They're taking care of you. Don't worry. You got sick. Real sick. How are you feeling now?
Noise. There's so much noise in my head. They gave me medicine. I took it. I took it. It made the noise go away. For a bit.
God bless you, Jay. Do you think you could eat something?
Yeah. I'm starving.
Here. One of my fried chicken sandwiches. Your favorite.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, June.
June, we need to leave.
We gotta go now, Jay. But you take care of yourself. We're all rooting for you. You hear me? You did a good job.
Yes, I did good. But I gotta, I gotta go.
This way.
Yeah, I get back. I gotta tend to time.
We made it. June?
What is all this doing to my poor babies, Evelyn?
I don't know. Nobody knows. But we will find out. I swear to you.
Syntax is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed and produced by Stella Rowan Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. Silas Caldwell is played by Ty Vaughn. Cassius Thatcher is played by Beth Sage Fong. Elizabeth Bellinger is played by Morgie B. Alex Yard is played by Jules Christine. June Dawson is played by Renee Helsel. Jeremiah Woods is played by Elgin Smith. Miss Evelyn Vo is played by Kyla Crockett. Steve Beckett is played by Joe Cliff Thompson. Find out more about the show on syntaxpodcast.com. Link in the description. If you enjoyed this episode, rate us on your favorite listening platform. It helps us out tremendously.
Know the depths? Wish for more.
Special thanks to our Indiegogo backers who supported us this season. Micah Carmichael, Jen Schabel, Jamie Henderson, Leanne Egan, Flo, Audrey Feltner, Fox, Katrina Rogers, Jose Sanchez, Johan Kingsley, Kit Hardig. This show was made on the Twin Strangers Productions Network. You can support the creation of new and ongoing audio dramas by subscribing to our Patreon. Visit our website to find the latest news and updates about other shows at twinstrangersproductions.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.